theatertickets.ca to get the tickets to the show, and they are, of course, performing afterwards.
Cool. Well, this is, I don't know if you mentioned it because I wasn't paying attention to you, Jamie, but this is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF. 90.1 FM. Burnaby, did you say that? I don't know.
I didn't, so didn't. Very good.
Cool. I knew that. I was just being silly and responsible at the same time. I think we should pivot away from the proggier sounds of the last 15 minutes and go full pop stuff once again.
Thank goodness!
And well, I mean, we'll take maybe an R&B detour to get there, but it's all pop in one way or another, according to the CRTC, Category 2 Popular Music. That was an inside joke that you would get if you volunteered with CJSF.
Which you can do.
Which you can do, and I will give you the training, and I will make the same. Well, I will give you the information that you need to understand the inside joke about Canada's arcane broadcasting genre classifications. Anyway, this is a new collaboration between two mixtape favorites. It's Hatim and Sade Owele with a new track called If I Could. I'm going to play it. Don't worry. It's going to happen.
Thank you. looking for that lovely boy next door. But please don't you worry, 'cause I ain't in a hurry. No, I'm on cloud nine. Craving different kind of feelings. Get up and moving. I got places to go, people to meet, mistakes to make. In some other place that do not look like this. Call me over your red rover. You can pull me close. So give me lovey-dovey. Fuck me, babe. We could cop a ticket. I'ma fly us to the Philippines. Seen in the movie where you my baby kissing on the street. So just like fruit, I buy extra gum for you. So hungry for your presence. Give you what I give her like a...
What?
that was great. That was the Miguel Maravilla remix of Two Little Three by Gentle Party from a record called God Complex Remixed. Remixes of Gentle Party's previous album, God Complex. That one was great. There is a Devours remix that normally we would have picked, but we wanted to give you something a little different this time. There's also remixes by Fishdoll and T. Crispill of Nada. So check that out. It's out by Fauna Metrograph, which is a multi-genre music label based in Vancouver, BC. Before that, we heard Getaway by Daisy featuring Kimmortal and Cloud9 by mixtape fave Tisa Rahim, who is just so good and continues to kill it with every release.
That was the first thing we said when that song was done. We're like, man, Tisa's so good.
So good. And kicking that four-song set off was Hatim and Shade Awele teaming up for a track called If I Could. Also, very good. Who would have thought? Jamie, we have about a quarter of the show left, just under. And we're going to take another genre turn, and we're going to return to our rock roots. We sort of started there at the beginning of the show, and we're coming full circle with a band that is putting out their first record since May of 2020. This is new music by Be Afraid, a cool little band that features members from lots of other bands we like.
Like Marcus Naslund. Remember Marcus Naslund?
Man, what a great left winger for the Vancouver Canucks. But also a great band named after, I assume... actually, somewhere in the archives is a guest-curated episode of the Vancouver Mixtape featuring Marcus Naslund.
Way deep in the archives.
Way deep in the archives. Anyway, they have a new record coming out called The End Looks Like Prosperity, which comes out on, not Labor Day, September 1st, which is Friday. Holy moly. Yikes. It's recorded and mixed by our also friend of the show, Aaron McCaddy. So lots of cool stuff here. And the first track that we're going to play for you is also the first track on the album. It's called Hello Ugly.
Sugar.
Jamie.
Jazzy.
That's it for the Vancouver Mixtape. That's all. That's all we have for you today. That was Mosquito by Slip-Ons. That was a rip-roaring fun time. I enjoyed that. Just like the show, it was a rip-roaring fun time. Always good to get together with you, Jamie, and play some tunes.
I like doing that with you, too. Let's do it more.
Yeah. Well, summer's almost over, so we'll be back in the studio.
Back to it.
Before Slip-Ons, you heard Chalcedony, and before that, you heard Be Afraid. Check them out. We'll be back again, I hope, next week. And if not, we will see you when we see you. But it'll probably be next week. Anyway, take care of yourself out there and be nice to other people. And go see a show. Lots coming up. Go to the Red Gate. That's my suggestion. Anyway. You can go see the History of Gunpowder's film premiere on Friday. That is this coming Friday, September 1st at the Rio Theater. Check out their website for details.
Cool.
See you there. Bye.
This is Bird Note. This bird has a problem. The red-backed fairy wren is a tiny, perky songbird that lives in the scrublands of northern and northeastern Australia. It's highly territorial. Both males and females vigorously defend their territory from intruders. The problem is that red-backed fairy wrens are highly promiscuous, so it's difficult for a male to be sure that the eggs in his nest are his own. One way to avoid this predicament is for the male to physically challenge any rivals who approach his territory by roughing them up. Another way to deal with it is to sing. Red-backed fairy wren pairs will sing a duet in order to deter rival males from intruding on their territory. Research published in 2016 found that the pairs that sang together had many more of their own genetic offspring in their nests than pairs where the resident male had spent most of his time beating up the intruder. So for the male, aggression might not accomplish the goal of ensuring paternity, but singing a spirited duet with a partner could. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Thank you.